Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name. It's not unrighteous to forget the virtue of appreciation, part 3. Want to understand both the virtue and the value and virtue of appreciation. Thanksgiving is good behavior. The capacity, the ability to say thank you to God is proof of righteousness. Is a department of godliness. Those who forget to thank are ungodly. Those who forget to thank are practicing unrighteousness. Thanksgiving, appreciation, is quality behavior. And in the first service, as well as the second service, we saw the virtue of thanksgiving or the virtue of appreciation. First, we saw in the first service that appreciation is proof of humility. You are humble enough to know your limit. Humble enough to know that this result is not your making. It's proof of humility. Arrogant people don't say thank you, either to God or to man. They don't say thank you. Second, we say that appreciation is proof of faithfulness or trustworthiness. You are showing to God that you are reliable. That God can do things in your life. And it will never enter your head. It's proof of faithfulness. It's proof of trustworthiness. Third, we saw appreciation as proof of generosity and kindness. It is called thanksgiving. It is a giving. You are not holding the thanks. You are giving it. You are generous enough to give the thanks. You are kind enough not to deny the one who owns it what is due to him. You are kind enough. And of course, fourthly, which we saw in the last service, is that appreciation is proof of unforgetfulness. You are not forgetful. You are not forgetful. You are not, you have a memory that remembers where you are coming from. You are not forgetful. You remember where you are coming from. You remember how things were with you before. So you remain tirelessly appreciative. We saw that in the second service. Going forward, number 5 now, which is what we are dealing with in this service, as well as number 6. Appreciation is proof of honesty. 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 You are, the meaning of it is first, you are being honest and truthful about the source of your result. You are honest. You are truthful. Psalm 29 verse 2 shows us that the glory is due to God. And Lamentations chapter 3, verse 35 said, to turn aside the right of a man before the Most High, and to subdue a man before his cause, the Lord does not approve. So this belongs to him, and you are being honest, you are being truthful about the source of your result. Meaning second, that you are being true to yourself and being true to God. You are not fake. You are not plastic. You are being true to God. You are being true to yourself in appreciation. It also means, see, that you are not trying to usurp the possession of another. This thanksgiving belongs to God. You are not planning or trying to usurp the possession of another. You know, fake people drive other people's cars and pose with it as their own. How many of you have seen such before? Fake people, plastic people, insincere people. They pose with other people's things as theirs. Unfortunately, there are those who try to do it with God. They want to allocate to themselves, arrogate to themselves what God did. Very honest people, very sincere people, very truthful people, they show their vulnerability before God especially. Lord, I am not the doer of these things. I can never be the doer. Only you can do what no man can do. Only you are worthy. It is you alone. Any honest person here, say aloud, amen. Say the loudest, amen. Number six, appreciation is proof of faith. It's proof of faith. The capacity to say thank you proves a man's faith. In Psalm 106 verse 12, he said, they believed then, believed in his word, and they sang his praise. If you can sing his praise and give him the thanks, like Abraham did in Romans chapter 4 verse 20, it's a confirmation that you believe. What does this mean to you? First, it is knowing that nothing happens by accident. Nothing of value happens by accident. Nothing of quality happens by accident. If it happens by chance, it disappears by chance. If it is worth anything, it can only be God. Also, it is knowing and believing that God is a miracle worker. You can only say thank you to God because you know and you believe that God is a miracle worker. That is faith. You say thank you because you believe. Those who don't believe in God assume that it happened by chance. They conclude that it could have happened anyway. But it's a proof of faith. And thirdly, you know and you believe. This is the most important one. You know and you believe that the one who did the last one will do the next one. Your thanksgiving is like a gear for the next miracle. The one who did the last one, or the one who has done the current thing, is able to and will do the next one. So thanksgiving irrigates your faith. It irrigates your faith. It irrigates your faith. It fertilizes your faith, nourishes your faith. And I believe that somebody here will see the next order of miracles in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. What is the outcome? What do we experience when we say thank you to God? Number one, it is the experience of new dimensions of God. The experience of new dimensions of God. You experience God in new ways. You experience the next level of results. The God who delivered me from the lion is able to deliver me from this giant. New dimensions. Second, you experience victory over the enemy. Because we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Testimony is a department of thanksgiving. You beat hands down the demons of your father's house, the demons of your village, the demons of your community, the demons of your office. Finally, you experience the perfection of your results. The perfection of your results. When the leper said thank you to God in Luke chapter 17 verse 19, the result got perfected. God is about to perfect something in your life. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. I said God is about to perfect something in your life. If you believe that, say the loudest, amen. The devil is about to lose a major battle in your life. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. You are about to see the other side of God you have not seen before. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. We just stepped out of an incredible International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference. People have come from different countries of the world. Over 30 countries to 31 countries we experienced. And we are thanking God for six things. First of all, we are thanking God for His help throughout the conference. We are thanking God for diverse signs and wonders. We're going to sing that thank you song that the choir sang in the first two services. I want us to refresh it before we step into the testimonies. Thirdly, we are thanking God for the reign of His word. We are thanking God for the preservation of lives. And a distraction-free conference. God delivered us from every form of useless and unnecessary emergencies. We are thanking God for the weight of His presence. Traffic flowed here. People crossed the road. No tragedy, no disaster. And we keep thanking the Lord for that until we receive the approval to construct the pedestrian bridge, which we are waiting for. If we get the approval today, construction commences tomorrow. And we have been told that maximum of 6 to 8 weeks, it can be true. So that's all we are waiting for. So that, and it will be constructed in style. It will be a kind of pedestrian bridge we don't have in the city at all. It will not be a normal type. The type you see in Dubai and the type you see in some places. If we have that permission, that is what we shall construct. Right? That's to let you know. We can't do anything ordinary. This place is not normal. I am saying what I'm saying purposely in case some of their people are sitting and hearing me. That we are waiting for approval. Hallelujah. I'm saying it deliberately. And for the transformation of lives in the course of this conference, we are saying thank you to God. Lift up your hands and give the Lord the praise. If you have a testimony you want to take, some of our ministers will be waiting there. Take that song within the next 5 minutes and let's go. You can be seated, except you want to stand. I will see.
when I think, when I think.
Again,
when I think, when I
think of the blessing of knowing you, Lord, as my Lord.
When I think, when I think
of the privilege of being alive today.
When I think, when I think
of the blessing of knowing you,
Lord, that's my love. When I think, when I think of the privilege.
One more time.
Sing when I think, when I think of the blessing of knowing you, Lord, that's my love. When I think, when I think of the privilege. When I think, when I think of the blessing of knowing you, Lord, that's my love. When I think, when I think.
Of your goodness, and now I live because of you. I will live to worship you
all the day,
all of my life.
When I think
of your goodness, and now I live because of you.
Third verse.
To worship you all the day, Lord of my life. When I think of your mercy
and your deliverance.
And your deliverance.
Has anybody been delivered by God at any time at all? Mashata. And your giftings.
And your deliverance.
When word of faith,
of your mercy, and your deliverance for my life.
Word of faith, word of faith,
of your calling, and your deliverance.
Sing it one more time, word of
faith, of your mercy, and your deliverance.
When I think, when I think
of your calling
and your keeping
in my
life. When I think, when I think
of your mercy and your deliverance to my life.
When I think,
of your calling.
Lift, 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 lift your voice and sing. Mashkadada, lifting up
my
yaya, mashibagada galaya. Lord, I will sing, I will dance. Mashada galaya. I will sing, Lord, I'll sing of your
word of faith.
All from good and all I need because of you. I will be to worship you all the day, all of my life.
When I think of your goodness and all I need because of you. To worship you
on the day, all of my
life. When I think of your goodness
and all I live because of you,
I will live
to worship you on the day.
Lift up your hands. Go ahead and honor him. Appreciate him as you think about his Lord. How you are alive because of him. Many of us would have been forgotten long ago. If not for God, if not for his mercies, we would have been forgotten long ago. We are alive because of him. We live because of him. Go ahead and honor him. Go ahead and adore him. Go ahead and worship him. We are alive because of him. Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Master.
When I think of
of your goodness and holy because of you. Holy to worship you all the days, Lord of all Lord. I will sing of your praises of heaven. Ooh. I will dance for your glory and shout there out for you when I think of your goodness and how are you because of you. I will live to worship you all the days, Lord of my life.
Lift up your hands in the worship of God. Just worship him. Worship him, worship him. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Your hands everywhere you are. I see the healing power of God flowing, the mercy of God flowing, the grace of God flowing, the presence of God. That's right. Lift those hands high. If you are seated, please can you be standing? Except you are in a worship position, that is understandable. Lift your hands high. Just lift it high. Close your eyes. Strong presence of God. It's right everywhere here. Now, if you can maintain quietness as much as possible, angels are all over this place. These are heavenly tunes. These are not something you sit down and say, let me write a song. Tunes from above. Lift your hands. Just whisper that name, Jesus. Again. Power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the impartation of His power. Receive the touch of His power. Receive the touch of His presence. Receive the move of fire. The touch of His presence. Now, 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 now. You came with a chain here, I declare it broken. You came with a yoke here, I declare it broken. You are in prison, I declare the prison doors open. I declare a new day, a new season for you. I decree your doors are open right now. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands and give Him the praise. Something just happened to you. I don't know which way you came, but you cannot live the same way you came. I don't know how you came, but you cannot live the same way you came. I said, I don't know how you came, but you cannot live the same way you came. Father, we love you. We love you. Even though there is eruption everywhere, we are going to follow this with an explosive praise. Please, we trust God to end not too long, but until the grace is shared. I don't want anybody to step out at all. Because we have very important things to tell you and very important things to say and to do. Until the grace is shared, please don't step out at all. God bless you. We are so privileged to have these songs download from heaven. Not of Him that willeth or runneth, but of God who shows mercy. For the next 5 minutes, not testimony yet, for the next 5 minutes, we shall be celebrating God. And we have families from about 82 families. Some with children to dedicate, others with houses to dedicate, and so on, that shall be coming forward, and vehicle dedications as well, and houses dedication. We are going to celebrate the King of Kings. And lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for the heat-free convention. Thank you, Father, for your help we experienced throughout the conference. Thank you, Father, for the open heavens, the reign of the world. Thank you, Father, for signs and for wonders in the conference. Thank you, Father, for a hitch-free convention, distraction-free convention. Thank you, Father, for the weight of your presence. Thank you, Father, for the transformation of life throughout the convention. We are here to praise you and to honor you. Be glorified in Jesus' name. While this is going on,
Please, as the pictures are placed on the screen and the families are coming forward, don't be distracted by their arrival. Just go ahead and celebrate God. Somebody who is ready to celebrate this morning, give the Lord a shout of victory and let's go.
You are God. You are not so big.
Celebrate.
You are not so little. You are the creator, the medicine of God.
You are God.
You are not just ego.
You are not just ego.
You are not just battle.
You are not just battle.
You are the creator.
You are standing still in front of us.
You are God.
You are
God.
You are not just ego.
You are not just
ego.
You
are not just battle.
You are the creator.
You are the creator.
You're not
a clap of hand and a big shout of praise. I'd like to congratulate every one of you for the gift of beautiful children. Congratulations. Congratulations. Are there testimonies here of delays that God turned around? Maybe a year delay, 2 years delay. They had four boys.
So that's girl delay.
And looking for a girl. After how many? After 9 years. And then God brought the miracle. The queen just ensured that the boys don't turn her into a boy. And it's Becky by name. Give the Lord the praise.
It's a miracle boy.
Yes, it's a miracle boy. Give the Lord the praise. And then, yes, how long? 4 years. And God broke the delay. Congratulations. And this is double. Everything now double, double. Double, 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 double. Everything now double, double. Double, they have their junior following the twin. Their follower just arrived. Double, 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 double. The Bible said children are an heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hands of the mighty, so are the children of youth. Happy is the one that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall contend with the enemies in the gate. Lift up the children before God. And today, I stand by the mantle and mandate of God upon my life. Stretch your hands in this direction, church. As we pronounce a blessing upon these children, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Children, you are blessed. You are dedicated. The agenda of God for your life is fulfilled. The counsel of hell regarding your life, they are canceled. In the name of Jesus, you shall bring joy to your parents. You shall not be a source of sorrow. None of these children shall miss direction. None shall miss target. None of you shall end as a robber or a prostitute. None of you shall end your journey in hellfire. In the name of Jesus, help from above is released upon you. What are the names of the children? Announce the names before God. And I declare that these names, as they are prophetic names, may they fulfill their prophetic destiny. In the name of Jesus. And for all of you, what you have brought here to dedicate before God, your houses, your cars, your vehicles, your companies, I declare them dedicated now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. These vehicles are not dedicated for the devil. The houses are not dedicated for kidnappers. And I declare, as evil bows before good, so the wicked will continue to bow at your gates. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. I prophesy upon the hands of the parents. I declare that your hands are blessed. The fathers, these hands are blessed, and whatever you lay them on, they are blessed. In Jesus' name, lay the hands of the children. Everyone trusting God to be married, lift up your hand. All right, everyone lift up your hands. We're going to prophesy supernatural, glorious marriage for singles. And then those trusting for the fruit of the womb. Dr. Mr. Nature, go do that.
We declare the blessing of God upon everyone here today in the name of Jesus. As many as are trusting God for marriage, we declare that as you see these couples that are married and have their children, so you shall be married and have your children in the name of Jesus. Everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb. As long as these people have been blessed by God, we declare your own blessing shall not be an exemption in the name of Jesus. We declare today every expectation of your heart as you are listening and watching shall be granted. Is it your cars? Is it your houses? Is it your children? We declare them released today in Jesus' name.
Everyone trusting for their children. Children to be married, children to have children. Trusting for your brothers, your sisters, your siblings. Families where there is an embargo, where nobody gets married. Today the embargo is lifted. The yoke is broken. Your children are released. Your brothers are released. Your sisters are released. Your family members are released in Jesus' name. Can we take another 5 minutes? If you want to trust God to dedicate something between now and the next one month, celebrate for the next 5 minutes. God bless you.
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He is the King of the
I'm not going to do that.
Trusting God for, and everything you are trusting God to dedicate in this season, I declare it is done. In the name of Jesus, by this time next month, you will have something to thank God for. You will have something to thank God for, and you will have something to thank God for. I call it done. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat very, very sharp. While we're in this mode, everyone here today who has not given your life to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want to give yourself over completely to God. Carry your Bibles and your bags. Quickly rush to the front and we shall be receiving you. At the count of 10, you quickly be the first to come. Don't be the last. You want to be free from sin. You want to have your sins forgiven. You want God, you want to be closer to God and live for God so that you can end your journey in heaven instead of hell. Quickly come forward. One.
I have decided.
Two. To follow you. Quickly step forward here.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Three.
I have decided to follow Jesus. Not turning back.
I am decided to follow Jesus.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You are bound by an addiction. You want the hold of addiction broken. The hold of negative lifestyle broken. You are living the life you don't like. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, alcoholism, gambling, lying, cheating, duping. Whatever life you are living, you are not happy with. Quickly, carry your Bibles and your bags and step forward and let us receive you. Take this song again. I count the count of 7. 1.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
1 and 2.
To follow Jesus, 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 to foll